Welcome. The first thing I'd love to say to you is thank you so much for taking time to join me and listen to this audio. I'm honored that you've signed up to listen to this and to get the free Life Recovery Formula Guide. I'm Mal Duane. I'm a certified life and recovery coach, also a best-selling author. And in my 25 years of being in recovery myself and doing the work that I've done, I've discovered one common thing in all the women that I have spoken to over the years. They are all recovering from something. That may be a drug, it may be alcohol, it could be food, it could be sex, shopping. It's also recovering from low self-esteem. Many, many women I meet were abused as children. So it's overcoming that horrific trauma. It could be the loss of a relationship, the loss of a loved one, someone that's passed. But we all have something that is causing us deep pain and keeping us from living that life of passion and joy that you were meant to have on this earth. And that is what my work is about. It's about reclaiming what is yours. It's about tapping back into that power that you were born with, but that's been covered over by all these things that happen to us, and we lose our vision. The lenses become clouded over, and we no longer see the path clearly. So I hope to be your tour guide, help you get back on track, help you reclaim your life, and tap into that divine power that you have within. The Life Recovery Formula is very simple. I believe in simplicity. Lots of times I listen to people, my eyes roll back in my head with the language that they use. It's like, oh my God, what are they talking about? So I like to keep things simple. There are three components to balancing our lives and living in our power and grace: self-worth, self-care, and inner happiness. And if we work on those three things, we can have an amazing life. Now, it takes commitment. It takes doing the work. But that's it. It's not complex. It's pretty simple. But you just have to make a commitment to wake up and do it. So what we're going to deal with is the debris from the emotional wounds that we've experienced, the false beliefs that we've picked up along the way, other people's opinions, things that they've said to us that we've held on to that are not our truth, those sabotaging behaviors that are keeping us from fulfilling the success that we deserve, feeling scattered and overwhelmed and disconnected. We're going to talk about these things. And all of them can be resolved fairly easily. So the first component, self-worth. Self-worth involves a couple of things here. It involves loving yourself, because if you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? You can't give away something if you don't have it. But self-worth is also about self-esteem, which is the root of all evil for women, because most of us suffer from low self-esteem. So how do we recapture self-worth? Well, there's some very simple ways to do it. And the first one is through acceptance. When we accept what has happened in our past without judgment, it's happened. We can't change the story. We can't rewrite the script. All we can do is change how we're going to think about it. That's the only power we have at this point, or control, is over how we're going to think about the past. Release it. Let it go. It no longer means anything and has no bearing on who you are as a woman today. Do not live your life defined by something that happened 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago. It's meaningless. It doesn't create the woman that you are today. So we need to accept the past. Let it go. It's like an old suitcase. Throw it out. And I'm talking about those deeply painful things as well. Release them. Let them go. Why live your life as a victim to the pain of trauma or the pain of being hurt by somebody's actions or words? It may not even be through physical violence. But why live the rest of your life as a victim to that when you can take your life back and not be the victim by letting go? Breaking those handcuffs and releasing yourself from that trauma and pain. So that's what that's about. And when you do those two things, when you accept or release what you let go, what you need to let go, you know what happens? Your attitude changes. All of a sudden you say, you know what? These things are not as important as I thought they were. They don't have as much bearing. They're not as much weight on my shoulders anymore. They're not that meaningful any longer. They dissipate. They dissolve. And you know when that happens? Your self-worth starts to restore itself. You start looking at life with different lenses. And I'm going to have to tell you, they're pink ones, ladies. You're looking through pink glasses. Life becomes very different when we let all that crap go. So that's the first part of this process, restoring that self-worth. Then the second part of it is self-care. Women are notorious for not taking care of themselves. They put everybody first because that's the way they were raised. But guess what? That's not how it's supposed to be. You ever been on a plane listening to the instructions before you take off and that stewardess up front says, look, if we get into trouble and the air masks come down, you need to put your mask on first, then go and help others. You know why? Because if you've got oxygen, you're going to be able to help others. But if you don't, you're not going to be able to. And it's the same way with our self-care. If you don't take care of yourself first and keep yourself strong and mentally and physically fit, how are you going to help children? How are you going to help a husband? How are you going to help your friends? How are you going to show up at work and be a peak performer, a really good contributor, if you are not taking care of yourself? And so many of those behaviors that are so self-sabotaging, the food, the booze, that's all part of that really bad self-care. It's abusing our bodies because we don't feel we deserve better. And then because of the pain that we've been carrying around, we use those things as Band-Aids. We say, oh, well, that kills the pain. But, you know, it doesn't kill the pain. It only trashes your body and trashes your mind. So it's very, very important to take that back. Take care of yourself. Establish a good diet of healthy foods. Establish enough hours of sleep. You know, right actions and right attitudes equals self-care. That's what I write about in the guide. And you have to set intentions, and then once you do, you're going to have to take the action steps. And there are exercises in this guide that are going to show you how to do that. And if at any point in time you're not sure what you're supposed to do, shoot me an email. I'll be happy to help you figure that out. Because you're able to do this. If I can do it, you can do it. And my life was a train wreck. And if you start to take care of yourself, and you maybe your weight gets better, or your skin gets better, or you just start looking better, guess what happens? Your motivation starts to tick up. And we all know what happens when motivation starts to tick up. Everything starts to change. When we become motivated, wow, we start to do things we never thought we were capable of. So it's very exciting to all of a sudden be standing in those shoes, feeling really good about yourself, being inspired about your life, being motivated to make changes and take brave new actions to create change. Wow! And you can do it. And the third component is inner happiness. Oh boy, we all walk around with a lot of weight in our hearts, heavy, heavy hearts. And again, a lot of this heaviness can be from the past. We constantly reliving bad experiences that were emotionally or physically painful. Well, there's one key thing here that you can do to free yourself from that pain in your heart. And the word and the action is forgiveness. And for some people, they almost gag when they say it. But when I'm talking about forgiveness, I'm not saying that you forget what somebody did to you or that you condone what somebody did to you. What I'm saying is you forgive. It's another form of releasing. You're breaking the chains that are keeping you tied to your suffering by forgiving. It frees you and only you from that experience. Don't worry about the other person because they still have to live with whatever they did to you. But you need to free yourself from that experience. So every day, get on your knees and ask God to give you forgiveness or whatever belief system you have. If there's something you need to release, you ask that you be given forgiveness so that you can free yourself from that constant struggle. Another beautiful step that you can take is to start journaling. Writing down your thoughts and your feelings. Because when women write and journal in a journal, they tell the truth. We don't write lies in those little books. We tell the truth. Now, lots of times through the course of a day, we will tell our best friends the biggest lies. We will tell ourselves lies when we're talking. But when we sit with the journal, we tell the truth. Allow the truth to come out on paper. Do the big reveal. Let your heart pour out what it needs to get out and get onto paper. It is such a cleansing process. And you know what? You're going to learn so much from it. All of these things that have been bottled up for so many years now have the opportunity to come out on paper. This gets them out of your head. This gets them out of your heart. Puts them on paper. You're now able to look at them in a more detached manner and take the action steps necessary for you to move forward with your life. Another wonderful tool is meditation. If you want to really tap into inner happiness, develop a spiritual practice of meditation daily. It will change your life forever. And you know what? Start with 10 minutes in the morning and just get quiet and sit in a comfortable place and allow your thoughts to slow down. This is one of the most powerful things that we can do for ourselves as women. We need that quiet time. We need to clear the clutter out of our minds. We need to start our day from a place of peace and being centered. And meditation will do all of this for you. Don't hesitate to do it because you think, oh, well, I don't do it the right way. I'm here to tell you there is no right way with meditation. There's only your way. It's a personal practice. Whatever way you do it, it is right for you. And it's one of the most important things that you can bring into your life for creating change. It is so powerful. And build that practice up from maybe 10 minutes to 20 minutes. I do 30 minutes every day. It has been the most important thing I've ever done for myself in my 25 years of recovery from addiction. It has been massive. And you can do it too. And you know what's great about meditation? It doesn't cost anything to do it. And you can do it right at home. Just set up a little corner. Have a nice smelling candle and just take time. Either the beginning of your day is usually the most powerful time, and if you can, a few minutes at night before you go to sleep. These are simple things to help you get back in touch with the divine woman that you are. I'm going to say something that's going to shock you a little bit. You were born a perfect being. We were created as perfect little beings. We were untouched by anything. And then life started to happen. And I joke and I say, well, the first thing is you meet your parents. I mean, not that they weren't good people, but they had opinions and values and perceptions of things, and they tried to make those opinions and values, perceptions, yours. And then you meet the little guy next door, your friend, and he calls you some stupid nickname, and that sticks with you. And then you meet a few teachers at school who reprimand you that you didn't do an assignment right, or maybe you're not smart enough, or what are you thinking of doing that for in college? You're not going to make any money doing that. And the next thing you know, dreams that you have are being squashed. And you start living your life based on other people's ideas and perceptions. Well, guess what? It's time to sweep those all out the door and start to live as an authentic and empowered and awakened woman. And the Life Recovery Formula will do all of that for you. You can tap into that higher awareness that's within you, that guidance that's available to you. When you get rid of all that junk from the past and all that self-loathing, you will become an authentic woman. You'll step up. You'll reclaim your voice. You'll embrace who you are and you will love yourself and you'll become abundant. And you know what happens when you become abundant? It's not really tied to monetary value. It's tied to living life with joy, waking up every day and being happy that you're on this earth and appreciating everything that you have at this moment. Seeing the gifts that are around you today. And also identifying the ability that you have to go and help others and doing that. Because when you serve others and you help others, boy, do you feel better about yourself. And let me tell you, the universe has a wonderful scientific law called the law of reciprocity. And when you, what you give away comes back to you tenfold. So be generous, be kind. Give of your time in service to help others, other women that are less fortunate that you, than you. You have the ability to do that. Ladies, these are not hard things to do. They take time. They take commitment. But I'm here to help you and support you on this path. Always feel free to reach out to me. You can go to facebook.com/Mal Duane Coach. Like the page. You can follow my inspirational messages every day. You can follow the blog on MalDuaneCoach.com, the website. Or reach out to me by email. Let me know what you're struggling with. And if you desire, we can work one-on-one together. That's what I'm here for. To serve you. To show you how to get it all back. Because you deserve every bit of joy and love and passion that's available to you. So that's my message for you. I want to give you hope. I want to give you inspiration to do the right things in your life. And hopefully we will connect again. It would be such a pleasure. Bless you from the bottom of my heart. I've loved sharing this time with you. Thank you.